Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it's Monday here on the show. You know what that means? Well, actually, it's the eve of Christmas Eve. So this will be the last Observer Live for 2 days. We'll be back on Thursday. And we got a lot to talk about today. It was a busy weekend. We had Collision and we had SmackDown. We have World's End coming up this weekend. We're not going to do spoilers for the Dynamite show Wednesday, but they have been taped. And we now know the Continental Classic matches will be taking place at World's End. So you can do all of your fantasy booking now if you want to read the spoilers. Or you can wait and find out on Wednesday. We got Raw coming up tonight. We'll tell you about that. And then, of course, we have a lot of news, including the return of El Fantasmo, which is great news. Always good to open up with something that is good news. Bandido, unfortunately, not good news. He's got a concussion, so we'll tell you about that. TNA got the Sportsnet 360 deal in Canada. We'll give you some details on that. SmackDown is moving to 3 hours. Now, if you listen to this show regularly, I didn't quite report it, but I told you why I knew it was happening, and I will remind you after the break. And also why Raw is almost certainly also moving to 3 hours when they move to Netflix. So if you're ready for 6 hours of Raw and SmackDown, 2 hours of NXT, well, man, 2025 is your year. And a lot of other things to talk about as well. If you want, text us, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. F4WOnline at gmail.com. F4WOnline Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. At Brian Alvarez on X and Blue Sky. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Spreading joy with gifts this time of year, but I try not to spread my budget too thin. Luckily, Kohl's has come through for me once again. I just went and used a 25% off coupon to score so many great gifts under $20, like cozy pajamas and fleece, amazing gift sets, and beauty must-haves. So if you're looking to give more for less this season, get to Kohl's. Select styles. Offers end December 24th. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, Make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
It's the holiday season, and Mexico's number one beer is here, Corona Extra Beer. Enjoy it responsibly during the holiday season. And enjoy our road shows on Sports Overnight America here on Sports Byline Broadcast. We'll have reporters fanned out across the country at all the major bowl games, the first ever college football championship on Sports Byline in Sports Overnight America, presented by Corona Beer. Mexico's number one beer is here, distributed by Crown Distributors, Chicago, Illinois.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. Spoiler, everybody, Mike no-showed the Christmas show last night.
No, I didn't.
He refused to be on the call list.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
We could have used you.
You let me know about an hour and a half before you went to tape it.
Yeah, we needed help.
And I was at my parents', and you never let me know about any of this. And from what the Brian and Vinny and Craig and Filthy Tom show sounded like, I'm happy I missed it.
Exactly. You said no. Had enough of that, you said. So we didn't call.
No, I didn't have enough of that. I had enough of my stepfather.
Yeah, that's what you said.
Being angry at the Seattle Seahawks game.
Exactly. You said,
I can imagine there was some same verbiage used between the shows.
I said we were going to drunk dial you, and you said, had enough of that.
So we didn't call.
God. That show's out tomorrow, everybody.
It escaped.
At 4 o'clock Pacific, 7 Eastern on Christmas Eve, it will be unleashed.
Listen to it with your kids.
You can watch... No, don't do that. You can watch along on YouTube if you're a subscriber. Video.f4wonline.com. If you're not a subscriber, there is no better time to get a subscription to the YouTube channel than tomorrow. Watch that Christmas show, and then you'll be like, my God, I should watch all the shows. These are awesome. So check it out, video.f4wonline.com. 4 o'clock p.m. tomorrow, 7 Eastern. I'm probably going to watch along with everybody. So I'll be in the chat, I think. That's my plan. So if you want to watch along the Christmas show with me on Christmas Eve, that will be tomorrow at 4 Pacific, 7 Eastern.
My biggest takeaway from the Brian and Vinny show last night is Granny okay?
Granny's fine.
Okay, that's
the
all
issue.
I wanted
the
to
issue
know.
Was me, but honestly, you live and learn. Here's what the problem was. Okay, I didn't really drink that much.
Oh, here we go.
But I drank enough to get really messed up, and then my solution, which was like so ridiculously stupid, I can't believe I thought it was a good idea when I was sober.
Yeah, list this off
for Christmas this year. I got Vinny and Sean and myself A5 Wagyu. Because I found a place that sold it for like $65 a pound, and it's usually like $180. I don't know how they even do this, but I bought two to cook for us after the show, and like it was really good. But the problem was, It was very, very, very fatty. And then...
good marbling.
It's not even marbling. It's like the actual meat is the marbling on a Wagyu ribeye. So then I was like, I still got to eat more. So I walked all the way to the Safeway store. I bought a whole tub of Tillamook mudslide. I ate the entire thing. Then I ate a donut. Then I ate a Snickers bar. And then I came home and it was still bad by the time we did the Brian and Vinny show. But then by the time I did the Dave show, I wasn't drunk anymore. I was back to normal. So that part of it was good.
Dave will sober you up.
But then I tried to go to bed afterwards and I ate way too much. I had the fatty meat sweats. You know when you have too much fatty meat and sugar and chocolate, which is full of caffeine.
And you've been, by the way, you've been cutting weight now for a significant period of time.
This was significantly worse than the drinking. This was significantly worse. Like, if I got a sober tracker, it would be about eating and not drinking after last night. Absolutely horrible.
Did you have a red ass this morning or what?
No.
Eating all that crap after drinking like that?
No, but I got up and I went to the gym. I thought to myself, you know what? If I can make it through the gym today, I'll never have an excuse. And I made it through, and then I went in the sauna, and yes, I sweated everything out, and now I'm back to normal. But I was in bad shape last night, twice. Once because of drinking, and once because of eating. And you can relive it all by watching the Christmas show at video.f4wonline.com. Tomorrow night, Tuesday night, 4 Pacific, 7 Eastern. It'll be a lot of fun.
Should have went with the Tillamook apple crisp.
I wanted mudslide. I didn't want something I didn't want. I wanted something I wanted, which was mudslide.
Why didn't you drink mudslides during the show instead of absinthe again? You really ought to learn that lesson.
Anyway. Mm-mm-mm. Well, we have a lot of news here.
We do.
And I think it was an exciting show, but I don't remember. I remember most of it, but not like the last 20 minutes or so. That's just, I don't remember what happened there. But I know we had a couple of surprise guests. Like big surprise guests. So there is that. And also, something really stupid happened, which made my day. All right. So a couple of news notes, and then we'll do whatever we got to do today. So SmackDown is moving to 3 hours.
Just survive, brother. Just survive.
I would like to say that I didn't report it, but I told you this was going to happen. Why did I tell you it was going to happen? Because when they announced a women's U.S. title, I remember thinking, what? Why do we need another second? At first it was like the belt was going to go brand to brand. That's what, I think Dave even said that. And it was like, okay, fine. If it's going to go brand to brand, who cares? Like the women's tag titles. But then, you know, they introduced the women's Intercontinental. And then it was like, hold on a second. I get it. There's 20 women on Raw. Okay. That's still not enough, but it's better than on SmackDown where there were 11 active women for two titles. It's like, this makes absolutely no sense. But then it hit me. Going to 3 hours. They're going to call up a bunch of women, and SmackDown is going to 3 hours. And in fact, that's exactly what happened. So I think that, and if you watch NXT, let me tell you something about NXT. You like women's wrestling? Have I got a show for you? They have 30 women on the NXT roster. 30, okay?
Many of them blonde.
Yeah, most of them. So, obviously, a bunch of them are going to get called up. They've half called up, you know, Lash and Jakara. But we're going to probably end up having 20, 25 women on Raw and SmackDown. They're going to just call up a bunch of people. And then we'll have new women showing up in NXT. It may not happen immediately. But, I mean, I think that's going to be the deal. They want enough women that they can easily have two singles titles. And with the show being 3 hours long, they'll have a lot of time. So I think your Roxanne's and your, you know, they're just going to start calling them up. And we'll have big women's rosters on all three of the WWE brands.
The other reason why is the money. I mean, look at the amount of money that they're spending on these products. And even if long term, it proves itself to be detrimental to the product, the ratings boost for these networks and what they can point to out of what wrestling gives them, even if it's AEW, a lot of people, regardless of what anybody thinks about their programming, TNT and TBS executives that are pro-AEW will point to the rating and the fact that it is number one oftentimes on Wednesday nights when you don't count the news show. Same thing when it comes to what USA is doing and what Netflix is surely going to do. They spend a lot of money for these products. They're going to put as much out there as they possibly can that people will take. And Raw, they beat us into attrition. You know, everybody, almost to a person, said 3 hours is too much. Well, yeah, it lasted forever. And yeah, we dropped down to 2 hours, but it's going back to three on Netflix. Surely it is. And USA, they want to have an extra hour that they can point to, because what else do they have on the USA Network right now that can boost up their ratings? So the money has a lot to do with it. We'll see creatively how things go. I'm looking forward to the portal, though, and I'm looking forward to the post-Mania draft if that's what they decide to do, because if you are going to do this and you do expect people to watch 6 hours of your main shows every single week, it's a big commitment, so give as much different stuff as possible and try to bring some new names into the mix and elevate them up.
Raw is whatever it's going to be. We'll know, Triple H said on January 6th, but it's going to be about 3 hours every week. I'll tell you more about that after the break. Observer Live.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
God, these two idiots. Mike and Dom just talking about liquor the entire break. Hey, let's talk about rum! God, about to vomit everywhere. I made it this far and now you're trying to kill me.
Look at you, you got DTs. Why don't you show everybody your hands? They were shaking earlier on.
Nah, I'm good.
Yeah.
I am good. El Fantasma was also good. He is back.
Hell yeah.
He returned at the Road to Tokyo Dome show, Korakuen Hall, and he will be in the mix for the New Japan World TV title. Well, someone's got to be, because they got rid of the King of Pro Wrestling title, which made me sad.
God.
Oh, get out of here.
You're
come on.
You're a nerd.
No. Great Okan always had something silly. They had so many legendary matches for that King of Pro Wrestling title.
Legendary.
Oh, they're legendary, all right. But now it's gone. And the good news is the Ranbo, the New Japan Ranbo. Have we ever figured out why it's called a Ranbo?
Because that's what New Japan calls it.
But why?
Because it's awesome, I guess.
So nobody knows.
Because that's the translation.
It's a pre-show battle royal that they call the, not the Rambo.
Well, it's the
Ranbo.
The translation, it goes from Rambo to Ran to Rando or
Rando? Ranbo. There are randos in it.
Well, hopefully there's not a bunch of randos in it, considering the person that wins it this year becomes number one contender, or at least gets a future title shot.
Yes,
so.
Yes, the winner gets a shot at the IWGP World Heavyweight title this year. So now the Ranbo is more important.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully it's better.
Yeah, it's not.
Many of them have sucked.
Yeah.
Many of them have sucked.
When they stopped taking it seriously.
But you know what?
When it first started, it was good.
Hey, listen, they got the Tokyo Dome and the Tokyo Dome back-to-back, so everybody from AEW is going to be, I'm sure, at the Dome on the 4th, so we may see a bunch of AEW names in that Ranbo. Maybe people were not expecting.
I would like to see it, because I don't know what the ticket sales are for either one of those shows, but it has been a... seemingly a real grind here for New Japan as they move closer to the show. We'll see how Umino is, what the response is to him, but they could use some real fireworks coming out of not only the 4th, but also the 5th and then the 6th at New Year's Dash. I mean, they really, hopefully they can set their year up and AEW can start setting some things up as well for anything they're going to be tied in with.
All right. Finally, the chat made itself useful. Guanzan here says, it is a Japanese word that, long story short, is composed of two characters, Ran and Bo. Ran means chaos or disorder, and Bo means violence or brutality.
So like Puro. Just
so it means either disorderly violence or aggressive behavior. Well, that's the Ranbo. I'd actually go with disorderly violence. Over aggressive behavior. Yes. I guess it is the Christmas Ranbo that we do every year. Which will be out tomorrow at 4 Pacific, 7 Eastern. And I will be there in the chat live discussing it all. So don't miss it.
You think Zack Sabre Jr. is walking out with that title?
Are you kidding me?
I'd like to see
it. Of course. You think they went to all that trouble to finally make him champion so he could lose to Shota Umino? No.
Yeah, actually, if you think about it, if you promoted that correctly throughout the year, yes, that's actually
I don't
exactly
think that's happening.
I don't think it is either, but we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. I'm not expecting it.
None of those guys are over enough right now, I think, to make a big coronation happen. I mean, honestly, if they would have built to it in a different way, there would be fans voting for Hiromu and Naito to be the main event of that show. So we'll see what happens, but it has not been the best way, I don't think, going in. There's been some good stuff in New Japan, but it's not been the hottest run into a dome show ever.
This guy here says, Zach is definitely winning, and he's definitely beating Ricochet. You know, One of my memories of last night, and I don't have many, is Dave going on and on and on and on and on about how stupid he said it was for them to turn Ricochet into a total geek on Dynamite. And then Ricochet went on to beat Will Ospreay on Saturday. And I don't have that big of a problem with them making him a geek because a number of reasons. Number one, he's a heel. I don't care if you make a heel into a geek. What I don't want is for you to make a babyface that we're supposed to cheer for and get behind into a geek. Geek babyfaces are death. Geek heels, it's a different story. And if you watched that Will Ospreay versus Ricochet match at the Hammerstein on Saturday, I had so much fun watching that match. And Ricochet was so over as a heel. They hated that guy. And I'm not going to give spoilers here, okay? I won't give spoilers. But I will say that on Wednesday, there's another match with Ricochet. And I was told it was the exact same thing. They hated this guy. They were chanting like all sorts of stuff. They were all over him, just hated the guy. And, you know, I'm a big fan of Ricochet and everything like that, but he can be outside of the ring rather generic, rather vanilla. I can't say that he's going to win best on promos or even close. But when he showed up on, I think it was Wednesday. I think it was Wednesday. Yeah, when he showed up Wednesday in that suit that he wore. And then, you know, they treated him like an absolute geek. And then he goes backstage, and his character is like trying to totally blow off what a geek he is. And then he did that stupid laugh. Oh, my God. And then, like, on Collision, it was just, listen, this is far superior to the old Ricochet. He is miles and miles and miles and miles better as a heel than he was as a babyface, and I am all for this. And like I said, at the end of the day, he's ending up in the Hurt Business. You know what's going to happen. Like, for the love of God, they're called the Hurt Business. They treated him like a geek, but you know what they didn't do? They didn't hurt him.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a swerve. So
exactly.
I like
That's why
it.
I thought some of the beating on him for being a geek was a little bit too much, because if the Hurt Business does that again on the next show we see, yeah, then he's starting to fall into a geek status here. But let's see where this is going, because it screams that he is going to be part of the Hurt Business and be the guy out there to be the jerk, you know, and to get beat up. Shelton Benjamin saying nothing and just looking intimidating, perfect. Same thing with Bobby Lashley. It adds another piece to that puzzle. I'd like to see the Hurt Business continue to grow. I think, honestly, Leo Rush and Action Andretti in that group, I think, would be very good as well, too. I don't know if that's going to happen or not, but they've got credibility right now. They are so over, and Shelton Benjamin's another guy that I don't care what Dave said about Shelton Benjamin coming in. Fans wanted
He's
to
been
see
great.
The guy. He has been fantastic. And why was there ever a question about that? And, oh, God, this old guy from WWE comes in.
Well, he is almost 50.
Doesn't look like it.
I know he doesn't look like it.
That's the thing.
But you never know.
But you never know about what?
If he can still go at 50. I mean,
well, here's the thing.
It wasn't like he was given a chance to for the last 7 years.
But he's like a Rob Van Dam in that you're going to expect him to go until you see him not go. And he has been consistent everywhere he's ever been. And I would love to see him break out a little bit here. I don't know if he's getting the shot with Daniel Garcia for the TNT title coming up, but that makes a lot of sense. And I'd like to see him actually lift that belt off of Garcia, because that was a good match. But there is a piece of me watching it going, I'm watching this going, there's no way Daniel Garcia can beat Shelton Benjamin. And it was a good match. Daniel Garcia getting himself pulled up from the crowd. There was good stuff in there. But at the end of it, it's like, boy, I'd like to see Shelton Benjamin pick up some W's. Everybody's talking about Commander and Mortos and everybody else. I don't know. I'd like to see Shelton get some wins.
Well, listen, I am not advocating for this because I don't think it's time for him to lose yet. But what if Zach lost the title to Ricochet?
Oh, I thought you were going to say hologram.
When the Hurt Business screwed him. That is the main event of Wrestle Dynasty.
How about
that's
Bobby,
the main event.
How about Zach beats Ricochet, but then Bobby Lashley challenges Zach? Because I'd like to see Bobby Lashley and Zach a lot more than I'd like to see Ricochet with the IWGP title.
Well, he didn't have to have it for a long time, but we'll see what happens. They're helping him win something at some point. And we'll just have to see who, what, when, where, and why. Well, we know why. Bandido's hurt. He's got a concussion. He wrote, "I can only thank God for allowing me to wake up one more day after everything that happened. The blow was to a sensitive area of my head, and now I just have to wait and hope there's no brain swelling. Thank you to everyone who's been messaging me to ask about my current condition. It's been hard to deal with myself these past few days. Too much frustration invading my mind. The toughest battle of my life is coming, and it is with myself. All I can tell you is that I will try to return to the ring 1,001 times, whether I make it back someday or I'm left trying."
Man needs a sports
psychologist. That sounds very serious.
A sports psychologist is needed to step in here.
Well, I read that as this could be a career-ending concussion. I hope it's not. But I guess we'll see. This was a translation, so it's possible that it's not actually as bad as it seemed there. But if anyone speaks, you know, fluent Spanish, I'm busy right now, or I'd do it. Check it out on Instagram and tell me what you think. Back in a moment, Observer Live. Show you how to turn it up a notch. First you get a swimming pool full of liquor, then you dive in it. Pool full of liquor, then you dive in it. I wave a few bottles, then I watch them all fly. All the girls wanna play, they watch. I got a swimming pool full of liquor, and they dive in it. Pool full of liquor, I'ma dive.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039.
800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live.
He had to go get oxygen at the break.
No, I couldn't. You played liquor music as the outro. I had to leave.
Hey, can I just say one thing here
that
indirectly relates to Bandito and that flat back drop kick off the top rope?
Let me guess. Julie needs to stop doing it off the apron of the floor? Correct.
Please. And the worst part about it is, nope, they don't call it. They treat it as if it's an arm drag takeover. It's like a transition move. Like, Vic Joseph will get real high-voiced on a move, but, like, there's one that looks devastating. It's devastating to the person doing it, and they have never once mentioned, like, it's a impactful, crazy, debilitating move for the opponent. Nothing. So if they're not even going to call it, why even bother to do it?
I have no idea why she does that move. It is mind-boggling to me that she does that. But she does.
Well, she used to dive off of stages through tables onto the floor in Japan, so I guess it doesn't hurt her as much, but there should be somebody there going, just don't do it. It's not necessary now. Save it for Mania. Save it for a takeover.
Hey, is Raw live or taped?
Taped.
It is taped?
Yes. Why?
Because I'm looking at the Raw preview. There's two things. Like, this is the preview they've released. A sit-down interview with Seth Rollins and The Miz and Dexter Lumis. It's like, you taped the show. Why don't they announce the full lineup?
I don't know.
Like, it's a mystery what might be on the show tonight.
Well, the Intercontinental...
That's what they've announced, those two things for
the
this taped show.
Well, the Triple Threat, they should be hyping that, because as we went off the air last week, we didn't know what was going to take place with Kairi Sane. Now, anybody with half a brain can figure out
what
direction
they
were going. Yeah. But, like, why isn't that part of the preview? Like, that's a supposedly a big deal taking place.
And then NXT is taped.
Yeah. Whole week is for everybody. Thank God.
They've still only announced four things. Like, we have to slowly release it to make sure it's going to happen or something.
Well,
Stephanie and Cora Jade. NXT Tag Team Title Number One Contenders Match. Tavian Heights and Miles Bourne versus Hank and Tank versus Stax and Luca versus Bronco and Lucien. I'm not going to spoil this, but I do know who won. And sometimes I go like, I don't know, man. What? I don't know. Then we have Charlie Dempsey versus Lexus King for the Heritage Cup. And Santa Claus appears.
Santa Claus. Oh, I was going to say, that was Balls Mahoney way back, wasn't it?
Wait, that's tomorrow night?
Yeah. That's Christmas Eve.
Four. What time's it air?
8 o'clock Eastern.
8, 7, 6, 5. And the Christmas show's debuting at 4? Mm-hmm. God, I got Santa booked. I hope he can make both shows. That would be weird. Then we got the Christmas edition of Dynamite. Also taped. Will Ospreay and Brody King, which I will not spoil, but we did hear from multiple people that that may have been the best match of the entire tournament, which is actually saying something. We have Darby and Ricochet. We have Claudio and Commander. We have Okada and Shelton Benjamin.
Go back one.
Claudio and Commander?
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Yes. We have Okada and Shelton. We have Daniel Garcia and Kyle Fletcher. And young, green Tony Storm will face Taya Valkyrie in a great opportunity for Tony time. Problem is, around here in the Northwest, we have a place called Taco Time. And, like, every time I hear Tony time, I just think of Taco Time. And it really takes away from that whole gimmick.
So you're saying that when you think of Tony Storm, you think of tacos, Brian? Is that what you're... That's what you
no,
just...
I think of Taco Time, the restaurant. Do you have to be like that? You could be like that here, but I couldn't call you for the Christmas show. God. Then we've got the World's End show, which is Saturday, and we only have 6 matches announced, which means in the next couple of days, they need to announce like 8 matches, if I know AEW. We have got Well, I guess we know. Well, they'll for sure announce the two of them because we got the finals and the championship finals. The finals and the finals. Yes, you heard that right. Of the Continental Classic. We have Moxley, Orange Cassidy, Hangman, and Jay White for the AEW title. Where, by the way, on Collision, Orange Cassidy did a promo. And I think he just stole word for word everything I said about this storyline, which is nobody thinks these geeks can win. They need to get their stuff together. And that's what he said. And he said they need to do it on Wednesday.
You have as much reasoning to be in that match as he does.
Well, put me in then. MJF and Adam Cole for the ring. Mercedes and Statlander for the TBS title. Mariah May and Thunder Rosa, Tijuana Street Fight for the AEW women's title. Real build for these women's matches here. And Takeshita and Powerhouse Hobbs for the international title. You know, I remember saying, like, forget it. Who cares?
What is it?
Well, I was just pointing out that, like, when the Continental Classic starts, the Continental title is basically vacant and it goes to the winner. And I had people arguing with me, no, Okada remains the champion through the tournament unless he loses at the end. Well, as it turns out, like, he never comes to the ring with the belt. The belt is always there on display as a trophy that goes to the winner. It's like, it's exactly like I said it was. Why do people argue with me? Golly! Jiminy Crickets! The Netflix premiere, we have Roman Reigns in Solo, Tribal Combat, CM Punk and Seth Rollins, which apparently is the main event, Liv Morgan and Rhea Ripley for the women's title, and the finals of the Women's Intercontinental Title Tournament. Yes, that's what's going on.
Just tell me when we're getting Johnny Gargano and Candice LeRae against Carmella and Corey Graves. When are we getting that?
Well, I don't think Carmella's cleared. I'm not sure that Corey is cleared. So no time soon, if you must know.
I tell you, the way they keep... And look, and I know somebody threw shade at Wade Barrett. Maybe it was Drew McIntyre. Pat McAfee's coming back. And it's going to be, what, Pat McAfee and Joe Tessitore doing Monday Night Raw. And it's going to be, I would assume, Corey Graves and Michael Cole doing SmackDown. It's going to be interesting to see how they decide to get rid of one of the announcers. I'm assuming it's going to be Wade Barrett, and if he's taken out by somebody, because he's another guy where, much like Corey Graves, I know he had to retire a little bit early, and I know there were injuries that have kept him from coming back, but with the way things have gone with everybody else, both of them coming back for at least one match, I'd believe it.
Have you seen how Kevin Owens loves that winged eagle?
Oh my God.
Yeah, he's the rightful champion.
He's you. He's actually embodying you.
Yeah, because he's a smart guy. He knows the value of that belt.
He's got better comedic timing.
This, it's arguable. I can be pretty funny. I won't lie. That's a good example right there. Now, listen. So, there were a couple things on SmackDown I got to mention. It was a taped show that felt like a taped show. It had one of, I swear to God, the dumbest finishes I've ever seen. And the worst part about it is, like, so you guys know Braun Strowman? You know that guy?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know, he was a heel, he was a babyface. And one of the things in his career, and I forget who it was probably a lot of people, you know, they said he was a big dummy. He was an idiot. He was a blockhead. He was a numbskull, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, now he's a babyface. He came out dressed as Santa Claus. So,
I'm the Grayson Waller effect.
See, this is one of those things. Like, I didn't have a problem with Ricochet being made to look like a geek because he's going heel. But I have a problem with making Braun Strowman look like an idiot because he's a babyface dressed as Santa Claus. He has this match with Carmelo Hayes, and I swear to God this is the finish. They're brawling outside the ring, and the thing in WWE is, when people brawl outside the ring, you know, the referee, he'll kind of quietly do his thing, and then he'll go, guys, get in the ring, blah, 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 whatever. But when they are going to do a countout, the referee will stand right there facing the camera and go, 7! As loud as they can. And you know it's going to be a countout when they do that. So I'm watching this. I'm like, we had a count out coming. And Braun grabs Ricochet. And this damn fool.
Carmelo.
No. What'd I say? Oh, Ricochet? Oh, that's another geek.
That was another.
He grabs Carmelo. And he beels this dude over the top rope into the ring from the floor. And Carmelo lands on the mat, and the ref goes, 10! And she rules him the winner, and Strowman counted out. I was like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. It was so bad. It was so stupid that I begrudgingly respected it. I was like, somebody had to come up with a really terrible finish. And I couldn't have come up with something this bad. But they did. So, credit to them.
Well,
but
what made it worse was
God,
that
it was stupid.
Got hung up for 2 seconds at least on the ropes as she was counting, and she just stopped. Just was in referee paralysis, and then once he hit the mat, she screamed down.
Which is funny because the show was taped. You could have done an edit there, but they didn't. Which is funny because then the main event, man, where's Tom when I need him? You know? We had a Nia match. Sucked. She had a bad day again. It's Naomi and Bianca versus Candice and Nia. And man, they had a spot where Nia is supposed to hit her own partner. And bro, she misses by 3 miles. And Candice has to sell it. And they tried so hard to do a cut at the absolute, and it just didn't work. It was like, it was still a botched spot on a taped show. This match sucked. But the point was Bianca, or Naomi actually got the pin. Because Naomi has taken the place of Jade, and she refuses to hold the belt until she earns it. Well, then she earned it here. So they're trying to steer you away from thinking that she's guilty. So I liked that finish, but the match itself was, good Lord Almighty. Yeah.
3 hours. Oh, that's the one thing is, when there are bad matches, if they're not going to, because they seem to do only 3 or 4 matches now, and when they stink, or when 2 out of the 4 stink, or when they're just not that good, it can make the show really long. I don't care how good the talking segments are. Then when you have matches like that, it's like, oh, God, you know, it's just painful. And that's the my big fear of 3 hours is, again, just more bad matches.
Well, I will say the Collision show did not have bad matches. Literally everything on the entire show was great with one exception. They were in the Hammerstein. That was great. Osprey and Ricochet was great. MJF, Adam Cole face-to-face, probably the best thing they've done in this feud, which is low praise, but it was good.
Should open the show.
The Jericho segment was just sort of there. I don't even know what's going on. Bowens is challenging him for what? The Ring of Honor? I don't even know what.
It's on one of the tape shows.
Okay, that was weird. But Shelton and Daniel Garcia was great. And Mark Briscoe and Beast Mortos was great.
That's great.
And Claudio and Darby was great. Literally the only not great thing was Statlander completely out of nowhere randomly saying, I want to face Mercedes at World's End. I don't want to try again, even though she got beat at the last show. So I was like, that comes out of nowhere. And then they put her in the ring with Penelope Ford. And it's like, okay, well, kill Penelope Ford. Show us that you're like ready. Dude, Penelope got so much in this match with Statlander that the fans started cheering her. The wrong person got over. I was like, oh my God. If I see one more 50-50, I shouldn't say that. But stop it. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097. Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Actually snuck into the YouTube chat for a while.
Oh, God.
It was okay for a second, but then it got horrible again. That's why, everybody, you should subscribe to the YouTube channel. Because if you subscribe, you not only get all of the shows on video, but you get a members-only chat. Way better than the free chat. Because who's going to pay to troll? Sometimes people actually do, but
I
block them.
Is that what the metal means? Is that what the on this guy who says you're 5'5"? Is that what that metal means? Is he's actually subscribing? He's paying you to insult you.
He said I was 5'5", and he has a medal by his name?
Yeah.
Where's the medal?
I don't
see
there,
that. That's me, you idiot.
No, not you.
If their name is Green.
You have a tool next
actually,
to your
yeah, there
name,
is a guy. There
honestly
is a guy here. He's literally he paid $9.99 a month to troll me.
Thanks. And seriously, thank you.
I'm going to get some good grass-fed beef with that $9.99 today.
A6, right?
Hey, A5. So someone did make an intelligent comment in the intelligent Twitch chat, which I know is intelligent because it's also a members-only chat, so it weeds out the dingbats. They noted that, you know what? Yes, Nia has had some, a lot of bad performances. But you know what you can say about her? And this is true. She hasn't been hurting people of late. And that is a gigantic improvement. I don't care if she has bad matches as long as nobody gets hurt. When she was having bad matches and hurting people, that was a double whammy. Now, at least, nobody's getting hurt.
Would you ever take the bonsai drop from her?
I wouldn't.
Would Tom?
I mean, if it were me and, like, Candace's body, yeah. But if it were me, no, not happening. Not happening. Hey, tomorrow, 4 Pacific, 7 Eastern, video.f4wonline.com, our YouTube channel, the Christmas show Unleashed. I will be there in the chat, and we'll discuss it all live. So sign up today and join us tomorrow, and watch all the rest of the shows as well. We'll talk to you next time. Have a great holiday, everybody! Wrestling Observer Live.